Governor Gavin Newsom's administration and the state's hospital association are at odds over how to best create space for critically ill coronavirus patients. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The state has deployed 88 refrigerated trailers, up from 60 a few weeks ago, for use as makeshift morgues. Hospitalizations are nearing 22,000, and state models project the number could reach 30,000 by February 1st. Jobless claims filed by California workers dropped slightly last week. According to the Mercury News, the statewide totals for unemployment claims still account for one out of every five filed in the United States. An estimated 160,000 California workers filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. The California DMV will postpone all in-person driving tests through February 1st. The SACB reports people who had appointments scheduled with the DMV will receive notification of the postponement and their appointments will be automatically rescheduled. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Arcata seeking community help with photo documenting water levels on Arcata Bay and in local creeks and streams during the King Tide events coming up on Monday and Tuesday, Monday at 10:18 a.m., Tuesday at 11:08 a.m. Humboldt County Democratic headquarters in Eureka vandalized yesterday after an unknown person bashed in the building's 4th Street facade window. It appears to be an act of vandalism linked to the storming of the U.S. Capitol this week. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.